Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%, vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you, Jeremy Otto. By the way, we should just at least acknowledge Pop. I mean, it's incredible in today's world. A guy can be a coach for 29 freaking years, win all the titles, and all the great players and assistant coaches that he's had has gone on to be, for the most part, some of them successful head coaches, some not successful head coaches, but he's just been a pillar of the game and, you know, coach on the Olympic team.
But Stoney, honestly, Pop,
it was time.
Go retire.
Yeah, he's now going to be one head of the operations.
Okay, if things that have happened in your life haven't, hey, man, you may be in the final pages.
Right.
Let's go enjoy yourself. You've done everything you can for the Spurs organization. You'll have a statue built for you. Now go enjoy time with your family. Enjoy life.
Sometimes in coaching, because it's more public, but even in other people in their lives, when it's time to retire, and I'm going through that, whatever you want to call it, what I'm doing right now, is you don't want to give it up because it's part of you, and B, you love it. And a lot of times when people, now granted the circumstances were different, but like when Paterno had to step down, you kind of knew that, like, you watch 5-6 months later, he's going to die.
I mean,
it's Bobby Bowden, you know, a lot of
people in that generation. Yes, it's like your job identified who you were.
Right.
I guess I'd like to think, man, you've traveled the world. Pick up, take your family. Hey, guys. There's this great little cafe in Spain. I want to fly you guys out there and let's go there and let's go have some breakfast. You're going to love it watching the sunrise.
I mean, look at Don Nelson. He goes to Hawaii and just smokes weed every day and just gets wasted great time.
But I'm not mad at it.
No, at some point, exactly. Some like, people do it one way. Some people do it the other.
It was like, trust me. My new address when I'm done will be the tree by the rock near the water. That's where you can reach me.
As long as your cell phone works, that's okay. Right. Are you going to go off the grid?
Right. Hey, didn't you? Nah, man, I'm just here. I'm dressed like David and just go out and live my life.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We're talking Pistons. Who said it coming up in the 4 o'clock hour? Dan! Thanks for holding. We appreciate it. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hello, Rico. Stoney, great show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say about the Pistons. They're horrible on the road. At home.
Yeah, they were 0-3. Yeah. You want to know why? Why do you think that was?
Okay. That was.
Okay, Dan.
All right.
Yeah, water is wet. Water is wet.
Okay, let's try this again.
Mike, you're a 97 on the ticket.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Mike.
Great show. Listen, man, when the series came out, I figured it would be five games, New York.
Me too.
Because of turnovers and clutch time baskets. It's just throughout the season, that was, if you looked at even our regular season, we lost a lot of leads in the fourth quarter. And Brunson is a superstar, man. But what I'm happy about, this series kind of reminds me of when the Red Wings played Chicago Blackhawks back in the 91 or 92, whenever, when we first got a taste of what it was all about. And they grew from that. It was a learning experience. It was a great series. This was a great series, too. But if you could have told anybody that this Pistons team would have went against a team that has a MVP candidate in Brunson, an all-star in Towns, an all-star in Bridges, Adonobi, 18 points a game, play defense, that's freaking all-star level. Yep. And then Hart is just the ultimate glue. And we basically lost the way we did in short games with the turnovers. The future is really bright.
Let me ask you this, though, Mike. I agree the future is bright, depending what they do to add from this team. And hopefully Trajan Langdon can do as good a job as he did last offseason, this upcoming offseason. But what are you feeling today, though? I mean, yeah, they exceeded most people's expectations. But when you, as you rightly suggested, they could have won every game, and they didn't. To me, I'm more pissed than if they would have gotten blown out.
Stoney, I'm glad you asked me that question. That was my next point I was going to get at. People use the word superstar too lightly in all sports, mm-hmm. and definitely in the NBA. I've been watching it since the 1970s. And even in the 80s when Jordan was there, they said superstar this, superstar that. You had about four superstars. Mm-hmm. And my definition of a superstar is a superstar dominates all stars. And mm-hmm. if another superstar is going up against another superstar, both of them will sort of cancel each other out.
Mm-hmm.
But a superstar is consistent. They got a shot that they can get out. And it, regardless of the situation, it's going to be on balance, it's going to be high percentage, and it's going to be consistent, efficient. That's what Brunson is all about. That's what SGA is all about. That's what Steph Curry is about. That's what the Joker is about. That's what Kawhi Leonard is about. That's the only level of superstardom.
Yeah, Mike, I'm with you. I do. I think there are levels.
Yes.
Most are stars. They're not superstars.
Correct.
Mike, I treat superstars like the Hall of Fame. If you have to give me a reason why somebody should be in the Hall of Fame, they're not a Hall of Fame player.
It should be no-brainers.
You say Steph Curry, and we all like, yep.
Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Superstar?
Yeah. He's a superstar. LeBron James? Yeah.
Superstar?
You may not like him.
Superstar.
Yeah, superstar. Yep. But when
I'm saying this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No. But then there's other guys that are really good stars. Like Jalen Brunson is not a superstar to me. He's a star player. He's not a superstar.
Keeps doing it in the playoffs because he did it last year, too.
Cade is a star. Cade is not a superstar.
No, because Cade hasn't done it in the playoffs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So my question, or not my question, every Piston should have an exit interview, and this is what I need you to work on. Back in the 80s, Bird and Magic did it back and forth, and they got better. And even Jordan got better because the Pistons with it. But Cade, I've been watching Cade even since high school, I'm sorry to say. But Cade has consistently been the turnover machine. And Cade, I love your game, but he's so used to being taller than people, and he always was kind of lazy with his passes. You can't do that at this level. You got to correct that. You have to respect the ball.
You have
to work on he has to work on that. He has to work on a burst and finishing burst. You look at Thompson. Is his hands real small? He has to hold the ball better. He has to finish better. Holland, under control, work on your jumper. All four of them need to work on their jumper. And you have to believe it. And that's what I saw from Brunson and these guys that are all-star caliber, and we're going to see with OKC. These guys believe in what they believe, even back to Paul Pierce. Your closers have to have something that when they're ready to go to it, it's money.
Well, it's look how long it took Boston. You know, they lost once in the finals, right, to Golden State, I believe.
You're right.
And then they come back. You know, people question Tatum, and now you can say Tatum's a superstar.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is, and I didn't call his name. Now, I would like this. I really would like to see, coming into next year, the development of Ivy, because that other guy who has tremendous speed, I'm talking about quickness, he can finish, and I think his confidence level has went up after that, what that last coach did to him. I really would like to see going into next year how that's going to look.
Yeah, unless they get offered another superstar that he has to be part of the package. But you're right.
We have the money. We have the money. Didn't we have the lowest? Don't we have the lowest payroll in all of basketball?
Yeah, but there's no free agents really who are gonna that you really
who
want.
Available.
Yeah, I looked at the free agent list. It's nothing. They have to make a trade for somebody. That's the only way they're gonna.
Well, maybe you can convince LeBron James to come here.
I do not want KD for 2 years and tear this team totally apart. I don't want that.
You know what,
really
Mike?
I don't think he would tear the team apart.
It's funny that you said that because we're actually going to talk about something like that next. Appreciate the phone call, Mike.
Yep. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Because I'm on the fence when it comes to KD because I think he could be the shot in the arm. And if you tell me it's just for 2 years.
Right.
I can live with that.
Yes.
That's it. It's like milk. It's got an expiration date.
Yes, no doubt.
I'm sitting in that refrigerator all the time.
Yeah.
No, but they have to make a move. Can we agree they have to make a move in the offseason?
Oh, yeah, they cannot. This cannot be bring the band back together.
They got to make
again.
A splash.
Yeah, well,
What if I told you the splash was already here?
Ooh, well, you're gonna give me the splash. I'm going to get wet. 97 won the ticket.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Stoney, I think we can both agree Pistons need to make some changes, right?
Yeah.
This team is good. I don't think this is a bring the band back together team and they're going to get greater. I think that you got to cut down on some turnovers. They're going to have to make – I look at Trajan Langdon. Trajan's going to have to do some moves. But when I was going through everything, I then got to wondering, what if it's Jaden Ivey? What if Jaden Ivey is the answer? Jaden Ivey's the ball handler that we're all wanting. Jaden Ivey's the guy that can help Cade out and bail Cade out and set up everybody so Cade's not having to turn the ball over so many times that he's not, you know, tired at the end of games because he's having to run the team. Maybe Jaden Ivey's the answer, and I know, hey, when they play together, they're not that good. But let's see them together under Bickerstaff. Let's see them together for a year because Bickerstaff has gotten more out of a lot of players that I thought was dead weight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This was a wasted draft pick. And now all of a sudden, he looks pretty good.
Yes, he does.
He's gotten a lot out of a ton of players Tobias Harris was brought here basically to be traded away, and you're like, wait, he actually looks pretty good. Maybe Jaden Ivey's the answer. Now, I know. I still say, hey, we need to go out and make a trade and do whatever, but let's not underestimate the value of Ivey. That's the guy that I'm thinking, maybe he's already here. We want the big splash. Maybe the splash is here.
Yeah, and I don't know how you're going to get the big splash where you're going to have enough assets to get the big splash. And we're talking big splash, you're talking somebody like Giannis who might want to leave Milwaukee. And I've heard, well, why would he come here? You know, I don't think I don't think Giannis is a guy who, you know, has to be in that type of an environment. I mean, where he came from, they moved to Greece, and then, you know, Milwaukee, he's very happy there. I think he's, you know, he doesn't need South Beach or L.A. or things like that.
He doesn't. Now, there's some names out there, Stoney, and look, I realize when you do the whole draft machine type of things, yeah, it's just fans trade machines. It's just fans having fun.
Yeah.
There's a couple guys that you would be amazed that the Pistons could get. Now, here's the biggest problem. And I'm going to ask the Pistons fans, 248-539-9797, who do you think they need to go out and target? Who do you think they need to complete this team? Who is that guy that you're hoping that Trajan Langdon is picking up the phone and calling? There's a couple we talked about in the last segment. Stoney, I'm starting to warm up to Kevin Durant. If you bring KD here for 2 years and 2 years only.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, I'll bring him here a year. And if he wants to be traded or something after a year, fine. But I think if you add somebody of that caliber to this team, you have changed. Now you're looking at a team that's going to be a lot better. You have another score. It's not just Cade. At that point, you're like, oh, Cade's the Batman. You know what? You got two scores. I don't care who's Batman. I don't care who's Robin, okay? You got two guys who can go out there and get it done late in the game. It's not just Cade and everybody else. Kevin Durant, here's what you want to know what it would cost you? Tobias Harris, Jaden Ivey, Isaiah Stewart. That's it. Now, Phoenix would have to waive two people, but you could make that trade, and that's what it'd be. Now,
you'd probably have to give a number one as well, too, don't you?
No.
Don't they want to get the number ones back?
Well, you don't have any.
You don't have this year's, but right. You do have 2026. You do have 2027's first-round pick, 2028, 2029, so you do have.
Yeah.
So you have to give up next year's in 2028 because it can't be consecutive. So
right.
Here's another trade.
I don't know if I give up that much for Durant. Two and those? I don't think so.
Here's another trade. Hey, hold on. Let me make sure this still works. Believe it or not, Zion was another name.
Okay.
Now, I know Zion is polarizing, but here's what people have in Detroit have to remember. There's no perfect player you're going to trade for.
Okay? No.
There's not.
And here's the other
thing. There's a knock on everybody.
And here's the thing with Zion. If the Pistons decide not to trade for Zion, there's a reason you trust why. If the Pistons decide to trade for Zion, there's a reason you say okay. And that reason is Trajan Langdon and Michael Blackstone and other people of this organization that were in New Orleans. They know Zion.
They know Zion.
They know Zion the good. They know Zion the bad. So if it's true that Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver and the brain trust of the New Orleans Pelicans want to trade Zion Williamson and they want to start afresh.
What do you think it would take for Zion?
Well,
according to this
okay, what's
trade
the, what's
machine?
His money?
He's at about 37 million.
How many more years does he have left?
He's on a 3-year deal, so we still would have another
2 years left.
Yeah.
So it's a trade machine.
No, plus 3 years okay. After.
So probably Ivy and Harris at least, and
Stoney.
One more.
No, that's it. That's it. Tobias Harris, Jaden Ivy, it works out. Now, once again, do other teams want Tobias Harris? Today, you don't have a lot of tradable pieces. No. I know we value them here, but right. When we're like, oh, we got to make this trade. Well, it takes two to trade. unless you just have a team that's willing to hit rock bottom and says, I just need pieces here and I'll sell them off later. Nobody on your team is like, okay, well, I like this guy. I can build around this guy. I can do the best one you have, maybe Jaden Ivey, because he's still got that unknown factor because he hasn't played as much. So you don't know if we've tapped into his potential yet.
Would Memphis consider
Triple J?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Desmond Bane.
Ooh, that would be cheaper than.
I don't know. He makes a lot.
Well, I'm talking about what you have to give up.
Probably. You probably have to give up. Obviously, you have to give up Tobias because of the money.
So it would be like this trade, Tobias and Ivy?
Or Tobias and Beef Stew.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
For Desmond Bane, I think he's, what, 30? It might be, or 29. I don't know how old he is. But, he scores like 18, 19 a game. He shoots from the outside. He's what's he, 6'8", 6'9"? He can run the floor. I don't know.
You guys keep talking. I'm going to try and set this up.
The trade machine. You like Desmond Bane? I don't know. Just names out there. Look, chances are it's going to be nobody.
I don't think anybody cares for Beef Stew. I don't think you're going to get anybody who will bite on Beef Stew.
Well, they saw what he means to this team. They're just not. He means not
something
starter
to this team.
Right.
Right, for $15 million a year?
But he's only got, what, one more year left, I think? Or two more years left? Beef Stew?
You want Desmond Bane?
Yeah.
And beep, boop, 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 boop. Yeah, same too. Tobias and Jaden.
Yeah.
You can get Desmond Bane. All right, David, just because you said it, Triple J.
Yeah, I just.
Nah, it just laughed at me.
I bet it did. Yeah, I bet.
Keep going. Keep going.
By the way, Memphis just, I saw, promoted their interim coach to be their head coach.
All right. Hey, Memphis, would you like Beef Stew? What if we added that to it? Nah, it's still laughing.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
All
right. But they have to make a trade, though. They have to get someone in here to pair with Kate.
All right, let's think of another name. The Boston Celtics are going to be
I'll put it this way. I've thrown four names in there real quick. You ain't getting him. I threw Tobias. I threw Osor. I threw Ivy. I threw Beef Stew, Isaiah Stewart. And it's still like, no, not going
to
happen.
All right. What would you have to give up for, I don't know, Jaylen Brown?
Oh, boy. You don't have enough.
You don't, but Boston is desperate.
Yeah. Yes, they need to get rid of some people.
But they also want to still win.
Well, no, they want to win this year. And after this year, they're somewhat blowing it up.
Right, I was about to say, if Boston wins this year and
they're good.
Going back-to-back.
They're good.
Hey, what are your fans going to say? Hey, guys, we had to hit the reset button.
Yeah.
We've gotten you two titles in a row.
We're
going to
keep Tatum.
Yeah.
And we'll probably keep Derek White. Other than that, we're going to
Harris, Stewart, Ivy, you get Jaylen Brown. That's what this just said.
Harris, Stewart, Ivy.
Gone.
Yes.
Gone.
I know I know Brown has some warts, as Mike has discussed with you before, but I don't know. I'd do it.
I mean, you have to make a move. I think that's – you were close, but in the NBA, it is the one sport, Stoney, where you can flip a team. You saw. You went from 14 wins to almost making it to the second round of the playoffs. You bring in the right player. And that was just by bringing in a couple guys and Schrader and Tobias.
Right.
He didn't really make any great upgrades.
Well, Beasley, he really helped a lot.
And Beasley. Yes. I forgot. And Beasley. But, I mean, these were.
And I would bring back Beasley, but I ain't paying him $20 million.
These were three cast-off kind of guys.
Correct.
These weren't superstars. So, you got to bring in a – this is what you did, bringing in three okay players.
Right.
It upgraded your team. What changes do you want? Who are the people that you would like to see the Pistons target? 248-539-9797.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand.
Happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party.
Happy birthday!
Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines. Shop everything for every party on Amazon.
248-539-9797. Coming up at about 3:38. Audio you don't want to miss from a perspective of he's a national guy working for a local team and what he has to say about one of our coaches. Interesting. All right, 248-539-9797. We're playing with the trade machine. And because this is, you know, the Pistons did a great job of getting where they got. I'm still pissed about what happened last night, how they lost. That said, looking forward, they have to acquire another guy who can add to this team, a significant person. That's what we think. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Bill. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Billy?
Hi there. How are you guys? You're doing a great show.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, I wanted to just take a contrary position to you and say I really think the Pistons have put together a terrific roster, and I think that some of these young guys are still developing, and we need to give them another year or two to see what their top end is. But they're still growing, and I think that one of the great assets that the Pistons roster has is that 1 to 12, they're terrific. And number two, our GM has financial flexibility. If he really feels like he really has to go out and get somebody that can get the Pistons over the hump, that's what, you know, he has that a lot of the GMs across the league don't have. And one of the things that walked Joe Dumars out of town signing a couple of bad contracts with Ben Gordon and I think Charlie Villanueva.
Yes, that's correct. You know, just because you have the money, you don't have to spend it. But you can spend it wisely. You can spend it wisely.
And, you know, injuries are something that are unpredictable. And Jaden Ivey, he is going to be a star. Maybe a superstar. We don't know. But he's certainly shown us already that he's got incredible speed. And he can pretty much create his own shot against almost any defense. And, you know, if he would have been with the Pistons this year... all year, maybe they would have, you know, gotten all the way to the semifinals, maybe even the finals. And I just feel like this is a great team. And there's a certain chemistry on that squad that those guys have, that you bring in other people and they look around and all of a sudden they start to say, you know, maybe it's not going to be a team. Maybe I just have to look out for myself. And right now, I don't think they have that. I think they are a team. And they work together, and they're terrific, and they're fun to watch. Oh, my goodness.
They are fun to watch. But, Bill, let me ask you this, in all honesty. Even if they bring everybody back, okay, and the younger players continue to get better, do you honestly think that within, I don't know, 3 years, they have a chance to win an NBA championship? And if not, then isn't that what we're trying to do here?
Well, I'd say 2 years. I think that's your window, and I think they're going to get there. Oh. And one of the things Chauncey Billups said about the Pistons is he said, we had to get, you know, into the next level, and we had to learn how to close out quarters. And he said that was crucial. And, you know, you talked earlier in your show about how the Pistons just didn't bring the defensive intensity to that game in the first quarter. And it's like, some of these guys have to understand, I have to do it for all 48 minutes. I can't just show up and kind of, you know, let some guys coast. It's like, no, every minute counts. And it's crucial. And once these guys understand that, and I think, you know, Coach Bickerstaff has done a wonderful job in implementing his system and getting his players to buy in. And that's not easy.
Thanks for the call. I just don't believe that they are at a championship level with what they have in the next 2 years.
But I think he thinks that maybe Jaden Ivey is that piece that we're all coveting. Maybe he's here. So he's saying, let them all just play together another year. Let them see what they can do under Bickerstaff. Because maybe Bickerstaff can get out of Ivy what we hoped to see when he got drafted, but we never got. But I will say this. You know, a friend of mine just sent me a text. Like, maybe you just go after and get other pieces, not necessarily the big trades. He's saying, look, Naz Reid and Dorian Finney-Smith both have the player option. Maybe you bring one of those guys in.
Yeah, if they decide, not to take
it. Jonathan Kuminga, he wants nothing to do with the Warriors.
Right. Does he want anything to do with basketball, though? I don't know.
So I'm just saying, like, he wants something to do with the Warriors. Like, these are guys with the money you have under, you can just go out and sign them.
I know.
Bring in one of them or two of them, add them to the pieces that you have, and then you can keep your beloved superstars, Detroit superstars that you have, and you don't have to trade anybody.
Problem is that they don't have superstars. So you need at least a superstar. Cade's a star. He's not a superstar yet. P, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
Hey, man. All right. I got just a couple trade scenarios and one theory. I want to leave with the trade scenarios. My prime target would be Cam Johnson of the Brooklyn Nets. Right, I understand that they say that they covet that guy and they were asking for a king's ransom for him. Then I wonder what it would be like over the summer and maybe even approaching a trade deadline. Secondly, a guy like Lauri Markkanen. Or at best, if we could snag him from the Clippers, Norman Powell. In my opinion, we need an aggressive wing who can defend multiple positions, get his own shot, or be okay being a guy standing in a corner. My theory in closing, Stewart cannot leave, and I'll tell you why. The New York Knicks buttered their bread at the basket after our defensive interior leader went down. At one point in time, I do believe that man, that great man, led the league in block attempts at the rim. Teams are threatened by him. Yeah, he has a bad rap, but he is the identity co-signed by Rasheed Wallace and Ben Wallace, you know, and Ben.
Right, but Pete, here's the thing. I mean, who on the Pistons has the trade value that other teams would covet and say, yeah, we'll take that person in return?
You're absolutely right, and I think about that all the time, right? Because I know you have to give value for value. But one thing I was hoping that, I mean, you know, here we go. It's just walking on the ledge here, right? Hoping that we can get a multiple team deal, make it a part of some other
I know, but you Pete, here's the thing. You ain't getting Beyonce working at McDonald's. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. No, but, you know, I say if the core can stay together, they have that. They had that thing they call themselves the dog pound. That's an identity. And like you said, that turnaround from 14 games, the league has taken notice, man. And I think that GMs are going to try to maybe consider retooling and taking our route, man. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it.
That's just it. It's going to be difficult because I don't see it like that key piece that you're going to ship off that somebody's like, okay, I can use that. You only got one. That's Gay. And you ain't trading Gay.
No. Unless. No, just kidding. 248-539-9797. It depends what you can get for them. Right? Everything depends on what you get for them.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Not trading Cade. Okay. Don't even no.
So you trade Cade and you get Giannis.
No.
You're saying no to Giannis.
Because I want to pair them together. So no.
I know. We'll talk about this.
You get Giannis and you may get people who want to play with him here.
Yeah. I want him to play with Cade.
But there's people who want to come to
come
play
on.
With Cade.
Giannis.
Yes.
Giannis in Greektown?
No.
It's a perfect match. 97 won the ticket. Yeah, Tigers Angels. Maybe Javi will make another great catch and hit another home run tonight. We'll talk about that coming up later in the program. Who said it coming up in the 4 o'clock hour? 248-539-9797. All right, as promised. Mike Breen is the play-by-play voice for ABC and ESPN when they have the national games. When he's not doing the national game, he's the play-by-play voice of the New York Knicks, and he has been for years. And when he does Knicks games on national television, he is right down the middle. He doesn't show any bias. He had a great call, the final shot last night. It was a double bang, bang, bang with Brunson. But he also echoed something on the air that I have echoed on our Restore the Floor podcast and on the air a few times where I've filled in about Pistons coach J.B. Bickerstaff, who I think has done an incredible job, deserves to be coach of the year. He's been great. But J.B. has a little problem. And last night, that problem cost the Pistons a point. He got another technical foul. Here's Mike Breen on J.B. Bickerstaff during the game last night. And it's true. I've talked to people people who are at the scorer's table, constantly. And I've noticed it from afar when I've been there. I said, look, I've been covering the Pistons since Chuck Daly. I've never seen a Pistons coach bark at the officials and sometimes other players as much as he does. And I was worried that it would cost them something during a playoff game. And you can argue whether 1 point and a couple of games, is that important? I think it is. And I think that's one thing. The players have to get better, Rico, during the offseason. I think JB has to get a little better, too. And now I'm not even talking about the strategy and the stuff that we talked about.
You can't wake up every morning and choose violence. You can't just wake up every morning and just be angry. It's just like, buddy, have a cup of coffee, get some toast, get some juice, or take a little walk, play with the dog. Whatever you got to do to get you set back to zero.
Yeah.
You can't wake up every day and just choose violence.
I believe he led the league in technical fouls by coaches this year. And it's just, he did the same thing in Cleveland. You just have to let things simmer down a little bit, chill.
Yeah.
Every call. And that's part of the reason why I think he challenges too much, too early in games sometimes. Like when it was 10-8 on the other night.
No, because he makes everything personal. And it's just like, okay, it's good until it's not. The team picks up and they are basically what they see, a reflection of their coach.
They love him.
But after a while, your team is going to say, okay, we need to complain like you complain. And now, even if it is your call, you're not going to get it because I'm sick of you.
Yeah.
You know what, Stoney? I've been listening to you cuss me out and MF me all day. So you know what? you get nothing.
That's the thing. I know we want the refs to be impartial. We want them to make the right call when there's a call. But when you're constantly berating the ref, I've always been told, and I teach my kids this when they play sports. Yes, things aren't going to go your way, but be nice to the ref. Be nice during the game, before the game, because it just may help you later on. This is not going to help you later on.
No, it's not going to help you get other calls. Let's go to Xander. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Xander?
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Good, hey. Xander.
Hey, I just wanted to call in on an acquisition the Pistons should think about considering. And I think it hasn't been brought up yet, but I'm really all for it, honestly.
Okay.
I think the Toronto Raptors, Scotty Barnes, I think a big power forward like Scotty, right, you could give up Isaiah Stewart and Ivy and a couple of firsts, and you pick him up, and he's already a bona fide star. And I think that you can make that deal happen without anybody really complaining.
Well, he's a really good player. I mean, he won Rookie of the Year when he came out. But I don't see Toronto wanting to trade him, though. Do you?
I just looked at it, and it was like they need a point guard, and maybe Ivy's that fit, and I think Stewart might be a good pick for them or a good take for them. And I don't know. I just thought of it and figured I'd call in.
He is due an extension after this season, which would get him $225 million.
Yeah.
So do you really want to do that?
Yeah. And here's the other thing with the trades that we're talking about, and it's fun conversation. I don't think anybody is going to make anything happen until we see what happens next Monday when the lottery. Because whoever wins the Cooper Flag sweepstakes is not going to be on the trading. They're not going to be wanting to trade anything.
I'm sorry. I stand corrected. He received it already.
Okay.
So it just started this season.
Yeah. They're not trading him.
No.
No doubt. Let's go to Mike. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I think when it comes to the Pistons, I think there's a lot of options. I think that there's like three players you have to hold on to. Obviously, Cade and Assur and Holland, the young wings that can defend. You can't start Assur and you can't start Durin in the same lineup because neither of them can shoot well enough. And the old guys, the veterans, they're role players. They're like bench guys on a contending team. So this thing still has some great resources that it's been founded on, with a culture that it's been founded on. But besides that, everything else can go. And then you can replace that with actually players and get you to the next level. Because like getting to the first round next year is not enough. Like getting to the conference finals is at like the minimum goal. You got to actually like follow that with steps forward. You can't just tread water in the same spot.
I tend to agree with you on that. And the East is going to be really funky in the next few years because teams like Orlando, I think, is only going to get better. Washington, especially if they win the lottery, they're only going to get better. So the Pistons, you know, I wouldn't say there's a short window because they're still a really young team. But there are teams like Milwaukee, especially what happens to Giannis, you know, they are going to go down. Miami, they look like they're in a heap of trouble for the way their roster's constructed right now. Let's go to Joe. You're on 97, won the ticket. What's up, Joe?
How you guys doing?
Good.
All right, first of all, I want to say I'm super proud of the Pistons. That turnaround was epic. I mean, never seen anything like that in sports history. But, yeah, we got to capitalize on what we got going. So I was thinking that we would trade Jaden Ivey, since we almost got out of the first round without him, Isaiah Stewart in the first round for Zion Williamson.
We discussed that. It fits in the trade machine, doesn't it, Rico?
It does.
Yeah. But here's the thing, Joe. You realize that that Trajan Langdon was working for the New Orleans Pelicans for the last 4 or 5 years. If he knows all the warts of Zion Williamson and thinks it would work here, I think they make that trade. If not, it's because he knows it won't work because he knows him better than anybody here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, so We will wait with bated breath like everyone else, right? All right, the telephone number is 248-539-9797. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we will have another edition of Who Said It? 97 won the ticket.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.